is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one dared disturb of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you. Take my arms and I might reach you. But my
everybody, and welcome back to TLB Talk Radio. Today is episode number 69, and it is the show for Sunday, June 11th, 2023. The title of today's show is What You Knew Before the Planet Tripped. No, not a mistake. The title again, What You Knew Before the Planet Tripped. And we'll get into explaining that as we go along. Well, as you're probably aware, I won't be taking calls. And again, you know where you can go to talk to me. The problem with me, again, is my fault. I should have taken a two-hour show, and I'm going to keep apologizing for this, but I didn't. And maybe one of these days I can, as soon as I can get the time. But I always have an overabundance of information to put out. And in order to be fair with the information I'm putting out, precludes me from doing live questions, but not questions to the website, when this article is published every single Monday on TLB. or thelibertybeacon.com. All right, so let's wind through our opening routine so that we can get into our topic. The TLV Talk Radio is the sponsor of this show. It is the sponsor of several of the new things that are happening within the Liberty Beacon Project. And the reason for that is it is our newest platform, and it is the one that is there to give you a voice. So if you need to say something and people just aren't letting you say it, go to TLV Talk, even if it's just to form a group so you can bring your friends and you can have the discussions you know you need to have. I'm not telling you to do anything illegal. I'm not telling you to do anything immoral. But you don't have to be doing those things today to be shut up, do you? And the answer to that is, no, you don't. All right. So, as usual, before we get started, I'd like to once again say thank you to RBN and the whole platform itself. I have been with RBN for years. I was doing a weekly show with John as almost a co-host. I don't know why I wasn't called a co-host. I was on the same day every single week for a year, and those were always very interesting times for me. RBN has always been a favorite platform of mine. It is a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project. Do whatever you can to support them. But listen to me. Okay, and this applies also to Shake and Wake Radio, who puts Eagle's Eye Report, which is my other live radio show each week, up. But Eagle's Eye Report is not a competitor, nor really is Shake and Wake Radio, because she's a huge fan of RBN and has been for a long time. So she replays this show every Thursday on Shake and Wake Radio. What I'm about to say applies to both of them. Okay, if you want to keep them, you know, there, if you want to keep them at the point where they can give you more, bigger, better, faster, every single month, every week, whatever, what that requires is a budget they can count on. A lot of you listening do a really nice thing. You donate funds to RBN, and you donate funds to TLB Talk. That's the only reason TLB Talk stays open, is because of donations. So you do these things, but you do them in a hit and miss fashion. I don't know if I can pay a bill next month if I don't know if you're going to make the donation that you may usually make every 2 or 3 months. Are you catching my drift? If you, and you, most of you have heard this, so I'm almost done. Quit rolling your eyes into the back of your head. If you have an idea of what you usually spend over the course of a month, it's very easy. Divide that number by 12. The next time you go in, click the make this a monthly donation and put that number in there. You haven't spent a penny more. Well, you can if you wish to. But what you've done is you've given them some security. They know every single month that amount's going to come in, and they can add that to the list of others who have done the same thing. What do you give them? You give them a budget they can count on. Okay? Roger's not asking you to go broke while, you know, donating money to RBN or TLV Talk. He's not asking you to, or Shake and Wake. What he's asking you to do is give them the confidence to give you more by knowing what they have coming in on a monthly basis. All right, that's enough time spent on that. So let me continue on here. All right, I would tell you that all I have just mentioned are some of the reasons why the Liberty Beacon Project gets its message out as far as it does every week. Yes, we do have a website in France called Europe Reloaded. Yes, we do have a website in the UK called UK Reloaded. Yes, we've got one in Australia that's being revamped and upgraded right now. Yes, we've got two in the United States. And yes, we have a social media platform. This project is almost 15 years old. We have been stymied. We have been pushed back. We have been shadow banned. But we continue. And we continue to get our message out. And we do have, we have a crowd that is loyal. And it has grown over the 15 years. So we do enjoy people looking at what we have to offer. Am I guaranteeing you everything on the Liberty Beacon is perfect and 100%? No, because a lot of this stuff, we have to guess at. And how do we guess at it? Through the experiences we lived through, or what we did for a living, or the time we spent in the military, whatever qualifies us to do that. The Liberty Beacon Project is a global news project. I founded this 15 years ago with the intent of providing exactly what we're providing. And RBN is a star for us. RBN is one of the biggest helps we have getting our message out, and you will never hear me say a bad thing about them. Of course, unless they say bad things about me first. I'm joking. The point is, RBN is a valuable partner to have. And I will say that every week because it's also true. I will also say the message that I bring you is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Yes, I say that every week because you need to know that. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action. Now, for all of you out there, and some of you have actually sent comments, okay? For all of you out there who believe that not everything that comes out of Roger's mouth is true, I agree with you. If everything that came out of my mouth was true, I'd be the new Messiah, wouldn't I? The best I can do is take all of the information. And how many of you get up at 5 o'clock every morning and go to bed at 11 o'clock every night, haven't had a day off in over 14 years, and spend at least 8 to 10 hours a day researching, writing articles so that he can do shows like this? How many of you? I'm not telling you everything that comes out of my mouth is exact and it's true and it's spot on. But if I'm not sure, I'm going to say I'm not sure. And if I don't know something to be a fact, I'm going to tell you I believe this to be true, but don't ask me to prove it because I can't. If I don't say those things, take it to believe that Roger thinks this is a fact or wouldn't be representing it as such. I'm not angry. I just need people, through the emphasis of my voice, to understand I'm not here to make money. I've never made one single penny doing radio, ever, or media, or any of the websites I've started in the Liberty Beacon Project. Not one penny. As a matter of fact, it cost me well over, bumping up on $2,000 a month to keep this project running. And I'm on Social Security. So anybody who thinks that Roger's got some, I don't know, backward plan here or something that's buried or trying to make a lot of money or whatever, if that's the case, I'm the stupidest person on the planet and I'm never going to succeed. This is not about money. This is bringing you what other people don't have the nads to bring you. And that's all it's about. I will never make money doing this. And if money does come into the project because PLB Talk expands at the speed of light, which we're hoping it will, that money will go right back into the project. Because we don't have any advertisers. It's you guys that keep us up and running. And it's you guys, the majority of what you do, that keeps RBN up and running. So think about that the next time you listen. And I'm not saying me, to one of your favorite people do a radio show on RBN. What happens if they don't have the money next month for this guy to do a show so I can hear it, or next week? You can make a difference there. All right, so we've gone over this, we've gone over that. I've basically told you what I have invested in this. If you want to know the truth, since the Liberty Beacon Project was launched not quite 15 years ago, I have about $160,000 to $180,000 invested in this. Yeah. And how much have I made off of it? Nothing. And I will get up and do it tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after. I am 69 years old in 2 months. This is what I do. Okay. Now, we go back to the title. The title of the show was, okay, What You Knew Before the Planet Tripped. All right, let me start that off with a thought that I've proven to myself over and over again, and I'll qualify that. But this is the thought that constantly goes through my head. Your ignorance is their power. Now, that may not even be original, because how many even semi-intelligent people out there have gotten that? How many of you woke up one day and a flash bulb went off in your head and you said, you know what, the more ignorant we are, the more powerful they are? A lot of you probably have who would listen to my show, but not a lot of people outside of the realm of reality, which is a vast majority of the planet. Your ignorance is their power. And having worked as a defense contractor and plus my time in the military, in the Navy, so for about 3 decades, I have seen and heard enough for that statement to ring true on far too many instances, implying that by keeping you ignorant, they maintain or build power. That's not a guess. I lived in that realm for 30 years. If you want to tell me I'm wrong here, go away. Because you're wrong. I saw the little Napoleons. I saw the little Hitlers that ran these different portions of the government. I saw the way they treated, the way they acted. And I also knew that as a military contractor, I was working directly for the U.S. military. Okay, I was working directly on their equipment. I was working directly with their people. The sad part of that was, in a lot of cases, things that would have made my job a little easier were never told to me. And they had a reason. At least that's what they said. They had a reason. They kept me ignorant of certain things because they knew if I knew them, procedures and policies would have to change to accommodate. And that would cost them time and money, and they didn't want to do it. This is our government dealing with a defense contractor. Me! How many times did I see this? Over and over again. That's one small portion of the government. A government that is so big, so overpowerful, it's insane. I would tell you, Mao, Stalin, Lenin would all be proud of who the hell is running America today, because they never had it so good. All right, so by keeping us ignorant, they maintain or build power. This is not a joke. It's not even a guess anymore. All right, how many times have you heard trust the science? How many times have you heard follow the science? How many? And by people you knew, if you did any research on a daily basis like Roger does, were absolute liars. Fauci is one of the king liars this planet has ever seen. He should be the emperor of liars. But yet, how many people in this country believed him? Why? Because they were totally ignorant of everything he said, figured he was the expert, and they had to rely upon what he said, because they couldn't prove him wrong. Stop and let that sink in. Trust the science. Follow the science. What else did he used to say? I am the science. So what is this doing? What is this doing? This is turning the word science into a freaking joke, and at your expense. And in far too many cases, at their personal enrichment. Anybody here want to guess how many millions of dollars Fauci's worth went up over the last 3 to 4 years as a result of the pandemic? No, I didn't say that wrong. Because there's also a video out that I'll be doing probably a show about next week showing some facts that they don't want you to know. And I'm putting pieces together for that. So, here we go. Trust the science. Follow the science. I am the science. Basically, we're turning the word science into a joke. Just like we turned, a constitutional republic into a democracy by telling everybody over and over and over again, all the way up through the elected hierarchy and the administrative hierarchy, the democracy we live in this democracy, and if you do that, it's going to hurt our democracy, knowing full well that democracy has far too much control over the minority and would never work within the realm of a constitutional republic. But if you say the word democracy enough, and you don't say constitutional republic at all, what's this generation, if you ask them, go up to any kid, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years old, and ask them what type of a country or what type of a government we have. I would bet you that a vast majority will say a democracy. And if you hear one that says a constitutional republic, I promise you I will kiss your naked butt on Broadway at high noon and let you sell tickets to the event. This is what we're talking about. Okay, let's go over what we've seen lately, though, right? All of this is built over time. Okay, your freedoms have eroded over time. Most people still don't understand that the United States became a corporation in 1871. Most people still do not understand that and is ruled by Washington, D.C. Most people don't understand that because your government, your teachers, your professors have all been lying to you for about 150 years. But hey, Roger doesn't know what he's talking about. Trust the science. Follow the science. Okay? I am the science. God, every time he used to say that, I used to have to just put my hand over my mouth to keep from puking. But, like I said, let's go into the last 3 to 4 years. Why? Because that's been a massive wake-up call. It has. Just about everything that could possibly happen in a Orson Welles novel has happened in the last 3 and 4 years. Tell me it hasn't. Okay? Again, the past 3 to 4 years have been a massive wake-up call for a lot of people. I have been screaming for 15 years that people need to wake up. I am seeing that wake up now as a result of the last 3 years and the global scamdemic. I am seeing an awakening at a level I never figured I would see, but wished I would. So let's dig a little, okay? Or then again, maybe let's dig a lot. What has been studied for decades, but you have no clue? What about viruses have been studied for decades, but you have no clue? What, I don't know, what has been experimented on for years and maybe even decades, and you have no clue? Do you guys have any idea how long mRNA technology has actually been studied in laboratories with gain-of-function research? A hell of a lot longer than they told you. Would you believe 12 to 15 years? Not 6 months. Not Operation Warp Speed. We got a brand new technology. Bam, we got a vaccine. No! That's a freaking lie, people. But you didn't know that, and the vast majority of people didn't know that. So they thought it was like, well, bam, here it is. It's good. Let's take it. Why? Because it's the science. Why? Follow the science. Yeah, you're going to get tired of that. But, again, it's the truth. Okay. What patents exist for mRNA technology and the, I don't know, the manipulation of the coronavirus? What patents existed before, and I'm talking years before the COVID-19 scandemic globally? How many of you have done any research on that at all? Because you will find out there are existing patents, and you will find out they were years ago. So again, you didn't know, but that's what you were told. 6 months, Operation Warp Speed. We got a brand new technology, and here it goes. So they're going to tell you that with over 1,200 nasty, either physically harming up to deadly side effects, they tried to hide for 75 years. They're going to tell you that they didn't know anything about these because the technology was too new. That is the biggest lie they're throwing in your face. But how many of you know that? How many of you know that the mRNA technology has been around for at least 10 years and may even be as much as 12 to 14 years? How many? How many of you know there are existing patents out there? How many of you know that long before COVID-19 smacked us upside the head? How many of you know that? You think they're going to tell you that? No. 6 months, Operation Warp Speed. We developed a brand new technology. Ain't we good? Follow the science. Follow the science. Okay? So, let's go even one step further. What gain of function risks have been ongoing for decades and you haven't got a clue? We supposedly are funding 4 labs in Ukraine that do gain of function research. We are supposedly still, to this day, after we were told that some bats got crazy and they played with it in Wuhan and then they got released to the whole world, we're still funding that same facility which was doing gain-of-function research. Okay. So it was going on years ago. It became illegal in the United States. All of a sudden, we've got 4 labs up and running in Ukraine, at least one, and we don't know how many more, in China, and how many more in other parts of the world. How many? Because I know of at least 4 or 5. Why? It's illegal in the United States, so we're going to go do it somewhere else. And you ain't going to know about it. Gee, that harkens all the way back to keeping you ignorant so they can maintain or build power. Ignorance is their power. Okay. So now we've gone through the mRNA. Now we've gone through the coronavirus lies. And we're starting to realize that everything we're being told by those we have been trained, conditioned our entire life to put ultimate trust in are turning out to be the biggest liars and the biggest danger to us and our families. When somebody tells me you need to take your 3-year-old and have a full set of COVID-19 shots, when we know the myocarditis situation is out of control, and that's just one thing that happens to your children. One. We are looking at doctors today who are no longer the next step down from God. When I grew up, doctors were the top of the line. They were the top of the food chain. They were the best there was. If somebody was going to die and they could save their life, amen. Today, because of Gates, because of Fauci, and I could go on and on and on, medicine has lost its trust. Doctors have lost their trust. Those who represent the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, today we look at them and the first thing we say is, they're probably lying. That's what goes through our head. If you've got any brains at all, that's the first thing you say in your head. Or if you've got people around you that happen to think along the same lines, then you definitely say that out loud. All right, we're going to go on break here. When we get back, we're going to take it up a notch. I'm going to give you some books you can actually go to and give you a breakdown on just what these books will teach you. We'll be back.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. Take my arms out of my heart, reach you. But my words like silent raindrops.
Okay. Yeah, I could listen to that song play over and over again, and I'm not even a heavy metal guy. I just know the words, I know what they mean, and I like the emphasis that's put on them by this gentleman. So, anyway, if you haven't, download the words to that song and read them and see how apropos they are when you look around you at the world today. And then wonder, did Simon and Garfunkel have a crystal ball? I'm thinking they did. All right, let's jump back into this. Okay. So we've talked about mRNA technology. It's not new. It hasn't been new for a while. We talked about the manipulation of the coronavirus. That didn't start yesterday. That's been going on for a while. That was made illegal in this country. So we opened up weapons-grade labs for viral manipulation or gain of function in other countries across the freaking planet. You can't do it here because it might be a danger to Americans. Let's do it somewhere else. And they did. Okay. But then how many of us cared enough 4 years ago to spend an inordinate amount of time studying things like viral infections, pandemic responses of the past, or any such issues? Just in case. We didn't do it. And I'm not blaming anybody for that. If you haven't had a pandemic that they're telling you is going to destroy a massive amount of the global population in a long time, then you're not sitting there shivering, waiting for it to happen because you know it's going to happen any minute. No! You don't even think about it. You don't know much about it. You haven't done any research on it. It doesn't affect you or your family. So you are ignorant of far too many facts. Is it your fault? No. Are they going to take advantage of it? They did. Not are they going to. That's exactly what they did. Why are Gates, Fauci, and other elitists or elitist tools stating repeatedly that we need to be on the lookout for a bigger, badder, better pandemic, pandemic that's just around the corner? I'm not joking. Fauci's telling us, get prepared. Gates is telling us, get prepared. The CDC, the FDA, get prepared. We had how many of these over the course of a century, but yet we're going to have two of them within 4 or 5 years of each other? And which lab will this one get away from? And what gain-of-function research will be behind it that was funded by the, that kind of makes sense, okay? Fauci's saying he's the science, and it is the funds coming from what he used to run, because he retired. What he used to run was funding the labs that were doing the gain of research. So when Fauci says, I am the science, he wasn't lying. What he wasn't doing was telling you what science and what it was being used for. The amount of tyranny being used and being slapped in the faces of Americans over the last 5 years, because all of this started on the way down low about 4.5, 5 years ago, what we are seeing today is America and Americans are being treated so horrendously, it's insane. And they can get away with it. Why? Because you don't know what they do. Ask them. They're going to tell you. You got to do this because, and then we find out that's a lie. You got to do this because, and then we find out that's a lie. You got to do this because, and then we find out that's a lie. And how many people have died along the way? How many people died from lockdowns that didn't have to? It's estimated to be in the millions. How many people died during lockdowns because they didn't get the medical care they were supposed to get? It's estimated to be in the millions. Would you like me to go on? And yet the science today says unequivocally lockdowns were never required and were an extremely bad decision. So who's responsible for the millions that died? Who's going to jail? Are you going to tell me they didn't already know this? Because I'm going to tell you, you're a nut. If I'm going to tell you I have 1,200 dangerous side effects to a vaccine I'm going to force you to take, and that I wanted to hide that danger from you and your children for 75 years, Fauci is the science. Follow the science. None of what I'm saying is an exaggeration. None of what I'm saying is a lie. It sounds so drastic because it's all being put in the right order right in front of your face. It's not a joke. It isn't. So we are already told, because this one, I think, fell off just a little bit too quick, and they didn't get as much destruction globally and as many people, you know, to die off, which is going to continue to happen because of the COVID-19 jabs. But they feel that, you know, round two's probably something they need in order to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. What does Roger tell you that every week is that they are trying to accomplish? Two things. One, collapse local governance, meaning countries, states, whatever. Collapse local governance and reduce the global population, because even they know they cannot control 8.5 billion people. We are seeing both happening right around us. And if you take a look or listen to what we've just discussed, we have the very leaders we have been conditioned and propagandized to trust explicitly, to not even guess. If they say it, it's true. Our doctors, the Faucis of the world, these people are never wrong. When I was young, I believed that. When I was young, doctors were do no harm. We're talking, I don't know, 60 years ago. I'm 69 in 2 months. And what do we see today? I don't trust my doctor as far as I can throw him. If I walk into my doctor's office and I've got a child with me, and the doctor says, "What can I do for you?" And I sit down and I put this young child on my knee and I say, "This boy here is 4 years old, but he can't go to preschool unless he has those vaccines. Is there anything you can tell me, doctor? Is there any danger, anything that you can let me know before that shot is given to my grandson?" And if that doctor looks at me and says, "No, they're, you know, very effective and safe and yeah, just go ahead and give it to him." At that point, I get up, I walk out of that doctor's office, and I come and I do a show and I write an article and I tell you about that. And if you don't think that I would do something like that, you're wrong. I would. I today have been so crestfallen. I have been so beat down by the fact that I cannot trust doctors anymore. It's like anything else. Are there good ones? Hell yes, there are. But how many of them aren't? How many of them are more worried about their, I don't know, their career or making money in the future than saving your kid's life by saying that child should not have this shot? How many? How many doctors today even remember first do no harm? How many? And I would be willing to bet you that if we put 15 of them in a room, I'd get at least two of them that would stumble on or wouldn't remember it at all. And I would tell you that when I was a kid, none of that would have happened. Were there people who weren't doing good things back then? Of course there were. But we're talking on a level that this is one of the components being used to manipulate mankind into global governance. It's not a joke. Okay, they used a medical onslaught to bring in global governance. This is exactly what's happening all around you. It's not a guess. It's an absolute fact. But they used your health. Remember, follow the science. I am the science. This is Fauci. And he led you down the path, way down the path, okay, of global governance. This is not a joke. I've been talking about it to you over and over and over again. And I keep telling you hindsight is 20/20, because you look in the mirror and you start to see the pieces coming into focus that you've been talking about. Have I always been right? No, I haven't. Have I ever been blatantly wrong? No, I haven't. Has it been somewhere in the middle sometimes where I didn't have all of the facts? And if I had all of the facts, I might have come to an even worse conclusion. Yeah, that's happened. That's happened. But what I want to do right now is I want to get you, and this will be in the article tomorrow, there will be a list of books and a link. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to say, again, no blame on anybody. I'm not going to say anybody's to blame for this. But if all of the 15 books that this guy recommends have been read by everybody listening to this show, or everybody, period, we would have a whole different planet today. And our, I don't know, our trust in our doctors may not be quite as bad as it is today, because this wouldn't have developed as far as it has. What kind of books am I talking about? I'm talking about books that you would have read, I don't know, before or leading up to the pandemic. The pandemic. Okay? Leading up to. So some of these books have been around for a while. But let me give you Steve Templeton, who is the author of this piece. Let me give you his opening here, okay? So you're going to the beach this summer, and for some strange reason, you haven't had your fill of fear or germs, so you're wondering what you can read. If this applies to you, I have suggestions. And there are 15 books, and I'm going to take a few. I'm going to pick a few out of that 15 just to show you the type of books he put in here and what you may have been aware of had you read these books. Now, again, no blame to anybody out there. We didn't know we had to. We didn't know our government was paying a lab over in China to do something that's illegal to do in this country because it might kill people, which supposedly, it did end up by doing in this country. Oh, can you imagine that? All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break a few of these out. I won't be able to go over all 15 of them, but I'm going to give you an idea of why he put these 15 books in there. Look, we have been surprised by a global pandemic, likes of which nobody in our lifetime has ever seen. Okay. We have been told things that have been proven wrong over and over again. We have been forced to do things that have been proven to be detrimental to our health after the fact, and nobody has been held accountable. Why? Maybe what's in some of these books may help some of you to put those pieces together. But what it will do is give you a great foundation about the crap that's going to come at us going forward. Like Bill Gates saying, are you ready for the next one? It's going to be much worse than this one. How does he know that? The first book I'm going to talk to you about, and again, all of these are in his article, and his article, I don't know why I didn't mention it, because it puts a smile on my face every time I see it. His article is 15 Great Books for Summer Reading. I've got to tell you something. If you are angry and you want to know more, if you know the threats that are coming, and when Gates says something like that, it's not a warning, it's a threat, okay? When the threats are coming, there may be some of you out there that are saying, I would like to be able to spot the warning signs. I would like to be able to understand if something like this happens. I would like to be. So there are 15 books here. The first one we're going to talk about is The Great Influenza. And that's written by John Barry. And that was written in 2004. Yes. This comprehensive account of the 1918 Spanish influenza pandemic covers all the bases, from the history of germ theory to the long-lasting legacy of the worst pandemic in history. Even more interesting are Barry's afterward sections, which have been continuously updated. In other words, he wrote it in 2004, but every year a new edition comes out with more comments at the end. And earlier iterations up to the centennial 2018 version, Barry's afterword made it clear that he believed that the virus had its way and that no amount of isolation or masking could stop the inevitable viral spread. In other words, they're telling us in 2004 that lockdowns were idiocy. They were not going to work. We knew that. How many times have you heard me say something like this, people? If you take especially a cloth mask, I see people with a cloth mask on, and it's like, that's so stupid. Why do I say that's so stupid? See, Roger isn't one of those people who doesn't know any of the science. That's all Roger does, is read and research, okay? If you take a cloth mask and you take what is supposed to be a coronavirus, one piece, okay, and you drop it over that mask, by the time it gets to the level of the mask, it's going to go through one of the pores. What do I mean? Everything is made up of pores, okay? There are holes through just about everything. Damn near nothing is absolutely solid. Masks are weaved, thus there is space in between each weave. These are pores in the mask. They're holes, tiny little holes you can't see. But how big are they really? When you drop that one virus onto that mask and it passes through the mask, the best description would be comparing it to a BB dropping through a hula hoop. Now, Fauci didn't know this, right? Fauci's getting $400,000 a year, more than the president of the United States, because he's the science. But he's telling you, you have to wear a mask, even if it's a cloth mask, to protect the people around you, knowing full well there's no way in hell that mask is going to protect anybody, but it's going to make you sicker. And that is the science. Those masks were never intended to be, I'm talking surgical masks, ever intended to be worn for extended periods of time. They cause the re-inhalation over and over and over again of what the body's trying to get rid of. When you inhale the good stuff for your body. When you exhale the bad stuff from your body. It's poison. It doesn't need it. It doesn't work. Get rid of it. You've got a mask. As soon as the moisture in your voice blocks a lot of those pores, you're rebreathing every single bit of crap your body's trying to get rid of. And this was all known. This is I am the science, Fauci. How many people died as a result of wearing masks on a continuous basis? It's estimated globally to be in the tens of millions, if not well over 100 million. And it's not done yet because there are places where they're still required. Yeah. That's one I strongly recommend you read, because this book was written around what was supposed to have been the worst pandemic we have ever seen. 10% human. That's Alana Cullen, 2012. Although a bit dated, Alana's book, 10% Human, remains an excellent primer of microbiome research at a time when the interest in this is sparking up and exploding everywhere. How about another one? How Fear Works. Yeah. Frank wrote this, and I think his last name is Furedi. It's F-U-R-E-D-I. He wrote it in 2018. Although I interviewed sociologists, and that's the author saying this, sociologist Frank Furedi, for my book, everything I used for my book was sourced from How Fear Works. That's this gentleman's book. His thorough exploration of how fear of even everyday occurrences has resulted in a society incapable of accepting even slight risks, while risk avoidance has become a major virtue and risk acceptance a luxury of the reckless. It was fascinating. If this sounds like how the West corresponded to COVID, that's how it, you know, should be interpreted. I found his views on fear immensely valuable. This is a book I recommend all of you read, because fear was the biggest component used to tame a planet. Not a joke. Not even close. How about pandemics? Well, that one I don't know. That might be a little long, but let's try this one. Here's one that I don't want anybody to read anything into it unless they read the book, okay? The Myth of Heterosexual AIDS. And this is by Michelle Fromento. In 1990, reading this book is going back in time more than 30 years and realizing just how similar the response to the HIV pandemic was to the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic. AIDS was a disease with very specific high-risk groups, yet for fame-seeking scientists, Fauci, public health officials and journalists and celebrities, that wasn't enough. Everyone needed to be scared for maximum benefit and bucks, and their efforts were highly successful. exactly what happened with COVID and low-risk children decades later, and by many of the same players. Fauci. This guy has been a wrecking ball on this country for so long. It's insane. I'm telling you, let me go through one more, okay? And I'd like to bring this up simply because it says kids in it, okay? Free-range kids. Lenora, and I think it's Skenzke. I cannot pronounce it. It's S-K-E-N-A-Z-Y. And this was written in 2010. This was one of the first to push back on helicopter parenting and safety culture. When she let her son navigate his way through New York City by himself, she wrote an article about it. Predictably, she was attacked, mainly by helicopter moms who felt their life choices were threatened. She fought back against those irrational attacks in this book as a result. It happened, I don't know, I happened to read this book right before becoming a parent in 2011. So for this individual, it was published at the perfect time. Today, our children are under attack at a level I have never seen before. They are being used to destroy the family unit. When a state tells the children in school, if your parents piss you off, we got a place where you can go and there's nothing they can do about it. So when your kid comes home and you jump in their crap, and you've heard me say this, they're not emptying the trash and tell them they're grounded for the weekend, and they flip you off and say, don't count on me for dinner, I'm out of here, and they head down for the shelter, and the only way you're ever going to get that kid back is to promise that kid he's now or she's now the boss. This is what the state is doing to your children, and it's already the law in several states. I'm not joking. I'm not joking, people. These books need to be read. There's 15 of them. If you go there and never listen to another word I said, and you just go through this list of books and pick the ones you want to read, ignorance is an excuse. How long do you want to claim it as your excuse? When your kids are dead? When your mother is dead? When you haven't got a clue what to do because you didn't take the time to try and find out? There's 15 books there, people, and we've already been threatened with the next pandemic. Maybe you ought to do a little bit of reading. Maybe you ought to share a little bit of that. Maybe you ought to do what I'm telling everybody in TLB Talk to do. Form a community of people who are willing to understand. Because the diehard liberals will do everything they can to shut you up or shut you down. Problem I have with diehard liberals is, don't they have kids too? I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.